technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide advanced-level janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com. Check out more about the cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Couple just quick things.
What was your little teaser you did? Are you gonna?
Well, I was teasing that we were gonna try new equipment and
well,
doing that.
We'll wait one more second.
We have to wait a segment because we have to have people. We have to have Steve here in order to do that because he's the guru. Today is World Down Syndrome Day to celebrate those with Down syndrome. Speaking for someone who has worked in that field, it is so incredible the advances that have been made, and not only medicine, but just in people's perception
and approach,
and their ability. They finally figured out it took us 15 years before we put our business out of business because we employed everybody. They're some of the greatest employees that you could ever imagine. It's just a special day. On a sad note, one of my favorite basketball players growing up watching, he is the original captain. You know, we give that to Derek Jeter. The original captain was Willis Reed. Mm-hmm. The New York Knicks won their NBA Finals championship. He came out of the locker room. He got hurt. He came out, he hobbled up and down the floor, scored 4 points, and everybody goes, oh, Willis Reed game they won, even though Walt Frazier had 36 points in that game. Willis Reed, that's a sad passing. Yep. And the third one, just really quick, have you watched any of the World Baseball Classic?
Okay, it's in my notes. It's literally right there. Have I watched? No. It's been a little busy my scale has tipped considerably to the men's and women's NCAA tournament. With that being said, the fact that it is Japan versus USA, and the good chance I'm going to be flipping around watching it tonight. I know that because there's a good chance
Otani
could throw versus Trout.
Yeah,
and that's friends and teammates.
And
but that's
two of the greatest players ever.
Right. Yes. But and then it's Otani's going to be in the relieving role, which is not his normal thing, all these different things. But I mean, it's a different feeling, format, whatever. I mean, it's, Japan had a come behind win over Mexico 6-5. I mean, there's been some good games here. I just know my sports, believe it or not, for me to say this in front of these microphones, my sports pie was a little full.
It does. It I've seen more of it on either tape delay or while we were doing something else, seeing the picture, not listening, but just watching.
Have you watched any of the games?
I've watched bits and pieces.
Knowingly that you went, I want to watch, see how they're doing. Yep. So you've went over to the games. You went
just to see I knew when you get a little bit of a social media, hey, this is happening. I jumped over and I watched, you know, this guy against that guy.
Right.
I saw Trey Turner's home run. I seen a couple of things. Here's the one that I gotta get rid of this right now. Well, we can't be playing this because somebody's gonna get hurt. The dude from the Mets got hurt celebrating. He didn't get hurt on the baseball field. Yes. He got hurt celebrating.
Right, exactly.
Stop it. These guys, when you watch that USA team and Mike Trout and when they won and what they were, all the things that they've done, all those guys are digging it.
Well,
and they're loving playing in that game.
Well, it's just the same as that night you and fact checker went after me because I'm like, yeah, let the linemen run at the combine. It's the stupidest thing. No, you want to see what you're getting. Does it from athleticism to the cone drills to all these different things?
No point in time. Do we ask an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman to run 20 yards?
If my phone doesn't buzz in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to be disappointed. But
it is redonkulous that they run.
I have not seen any of the World Baseball Classic yet. Yes, I'm probably going to skate over there at night, watch a little bit of that. But I did find myself, I hate to even say this out loud, some anticipation for Chicago Cub baseball. I watched some Cactus League. It was the Cubs against the San Francisco Giants just to see what we're looking
at. Paint dry.
No, I mean, you get Hosmer, you got, I mean, it's different. It's different Cubs baseball.
I get it. It is going to be a different Cubs baseball.
Papa Rossi's beard is now as white as mine, it seems like. So he has some, I guess, stress in his life, which matters, you know, because that means he cares.
He does care.
It was, you know, we've got opening day coming up here real soon. We got to get a hold of Randy Wehofer, like we talked about earlier.
Yes.
There's going to be baseball in town here real soon.
End of the month.
You know, we've been playing over in Cedar Rapids. They actually played yesterday. They're going to play again this weekend. It's you pick and choose. You might move it a day because, oh, hey, it might snow this day, but it's going to be 54 this day.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
But it's we are in the midst of baseball as well.
They have a field that you can do that on. Yep. That matters.
Beautiful field.
It's kind of cool that way. Okay. So one of my favorite topics in the world to talk about, hypocrisy, right? So my love of the NCAA and my love of the NFL. Let's start with the NCAA.
Now, these are microphones, but yeah, that thing you're smelling is sarcasm. Okay, there you go.
So, you know, the coaches and athletic directors out there are like, you know, we don't like NIL. We don't want to do this. We're going to fight. You know, what's going to end up happening is they're going to fight long enough. And Jay Billis had a great interview this past weekend. And he said, you know, it's not that the NCAA has an issue with paying the players.
Right.
They just don't want to. And until someone makes them, they're not going to do it.
Exactly.
And he said, that's the hypocrisy. And then somebody, you know, just some of these colleges who are saying we can't afford to pay these kids money and we can't afford to do this and we can't afford to do that. Okay. But we are willing to pay our coaches millions of dollars on one, Chris Beard, who should not be coaching in the NCAA.
Yes.
Got a ginormous contract and a coach that just by himself has put four different programs in death penalty. Rick Pitino gets another Division I Power 5 job. And they're worried about paying a kid $5,000 or even more. They paid him $70 million.
Isn't it beautiful, the blinders that winning...
Are you kidding me?
Winning creates such blinders that we look past it. You're telling me there's not one person down at Ole Miss that went, hey, real quick, in the back, I got a question. Is this a good idea?
Is this
a good look for us?
Are you going to let him be alone with your wife at dinner?
Okay.
Good God.
I have a friend that is an Ole Miss alum that lives out in actually Washington State now, and I haven't had the guts to call him, but I was...
We're going to win basketball games. At what cost?
Yeah. But anyway, it was, you knew it was going to come. I thought it would be a minimum of a year and a half to 2 years before he would resurface. This is
ridiculous.
So soon.
It is. And
we're just going to look past it.
Yep.
I mean.
And as bad as Chris Beard is, right. Rick Pitino's worse. He's destroyed programs. Chris Beard didn't do that. He just destroyed his own life, and then everybody just went, but he's a really good basketball
coach. Okay, so Rick Pitino is leaving Iona?
Right.
Who's taking his place?
So our Farley Dickinson guy is going.
Tobin Anderson.
He's a dude.
Turo, Iowa, I-35, Roadrunner.
Here's a really bad thing, and I agreed with some people today, and then I thought, well, you know what, maybe he could have got a better job. I don't think he wants a Power 5 job right now. Number one, I have no clue how old he is. He doesn't seem like he's very old.
God, I thought I read it. He's 51?
Is that
or 41?
Uncle A is listening. He said, oh, don't forget Sean Miller. Sean Miller's had programs that he's dumped into the abyss, and he's back coaching as well. So here's my other one, and I'm going to use...
He's 51.
Yep.
Tobin Anderson, 51, spent the last 21 seasons, Division II.
Yep. So he's at Iona. I get it. That's good for him.
Okay,
I'm proud of it.
I'm throwing confetti. I got my hands in the air. Yay, yay, yay. I love this. It's a great thing for him, all these different things. Now let's be real.
Yes.
Okay. Do you base this kind of decision? 5-year contract. I haven't seen the money yet, but you know it's good money.
Yeah.
Do you really base this decision off of one win?
No. You know what I base it on? How he interacts with his kids.
Okay.
How he coaches.
Okay.
I think you can win. I think he can win coaching. I want that coach.
So that
I would take him
okay.
99 out of 100 before I took Chris Beard or I took Rick Pitino. There is no doubt in my mind. Now, does that get donors happy? Because, see, that's the thing. We may all be appalled.
Right.
The people that have all the money at these universities, they don't get appalled. They want to win games.
Right. It's the win column is what they say.
Absolutely. Here's my bigger hypocrisy, and this is coming from a Baltimore Ravens fan. So the owners in the NFL, they don't want to pay guaranteed money. They don't want guaranteed contracts. They don't want any of that. They don't want the players to be able to set salaries. They don't want rogue owners to go out and do whatever, even though rogue owners do, and they go, oh, okay, we'll forgive you this time. But then the hypocrisy comes in even bigger because they just gave Roger Goodell a five-year extension. Just throw a number out there, what you think, or have you heard already?
Wait a minute. They gave Roger Goodell an extension after collusion with Dan Snyder?
Yep, collusion with Dan Snyder. Keeping
the minority owners were forced to sell on a bad loan deal for the Commanders, and they gave him an extension. You know what? I didn't even look at the radar that this was coming, let alone think it was coming. What's the number? Five-year extension.
$64 million a year. Guaranteed contract.
Oh, no. He gets guaranteed money.
Yeah, he gets guaranteed from the owners.
Wow.
But we can't give it to our players.
He works hard.
What a tough job he had. Now, he does have a tough job because I don't think you can get any more arrogant than 32 NFL owners sitting in a room.
And it's he's knowingly, okay, here's the deal. We're going to extend it for, you know, five more years. We're going to pay this kind of money. But just remember, you are verbally and physically going to be our punching bag.
Right.
Because some of us got some skeletons. So if you could continue to cover those up so that we're not the bad guys, do your job.
I'm like, the hypocrisy is just it's mind bending and I get it. What he's done since he's been there for profitability for the owners is unmatched, Scott. There is not right. another sport that's ever gonna come around
right.
that's ever gonna make the amount of money that NFL owners make.
Right.
And
it's like feed the gorilla.
It is. And here's so some things that people sent me. And he goes, you know, one of the questions I got while I was on vacation, what does Dan Snyder have on people? And I'm like, he must have a lot because there's a bunch of owners that'll stand up to everybody, but no one wants to stand up right. to him.
Well, and it always seems to be that they take that breath, get ready to point the finger and say something, and he looks over and goes, you say one about me, I'll say two about you.
Right. He just picks his phone up and goes, I got pictures.
Robert Kraft, I'll leave him alone.
Yeah. I got skeletons. He's got skeletons. We all have skeletons. What do you do? So just some of the other things. I totally agree with you. Carver Hawkeye Arena, the Iowa Hawkeyes, attendance. That was crazy,
yeah,
Scott. That was incredible.
Well, and that's hard to explain sometimes, people, because they sold out. Carver Hawkeye sold out in 54 minutes.
Yeah,
right. But then some sessions weren't full. Blah blah blah. But it's you're buying a blanket to cover up everything, and it's you got to get all the games to see the game that you want to see. Some game, but anyway, it was that when the time came to watch Lisa Bluter and her girls play, there was thunder and lightning in Carver Hawkeye. It was awesome.
It was fun and hopefully that continues. Looking at the NCAA tournament, and I you know, you always try to take a step back when I have nothing better to do and go, you know, how can you make it better? And I don't know how you can make this tournament any better. I
the men's or women's?
Either one. I think the women's need better times. And, you know, I get playing on the off days. I guarantee you on some of these games in some of these markets, if you had to watch the UConn men or the UConn women, I guarantee you more people watch the UConn women. I don't know if more Iowa people watched Iowa men's game than Iowa women's game, I guarantee you that more people watched the whole game all the way through than they did.
Just in defense of the Iowa women's program, yes, a lot of people tuned in for the Iowa men's game and then went within the first 5 minutes of the game went, oh.
Wow. Yeah.
And in defense of the women's basketball team as well, we're still watching them.
Yep. And I get that. That's the difference, right? And I understand that. And you know,
Do I think there's I don't know. I can't say that, well, you know, they've made these changes to the women's. I think the spotlight is bigger and brighter. Therefore, the feel is better with the women's tournament. I mean, I hate to say this. It felt legit.
It did.
Not that it hasn't been, but holy buckets.
And it's offense. And it's defense.
Yes.
And it's passing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the men's games you watched was a wrestling meet.
All right. I want to dabble a little what's going on in the NFL, too, with some names. Awesome.
You got it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Stephen Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
On sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back. Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott.
There we go.
We're coming to you live from the studio, but now we're in an office trying some new equipment. We have some news for tomorrow. We'll get through that. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk, the Real Sports Fan. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Seahawks Sports, at Happy Hour Sports _ SS, and at Scott Brower _13. I have to remember, I don't have my paper.
Which is funny because you're not actually staring at notes that mean anything, but you have a spot on the wall that you stare at and you recite this stuff. You just look at me with this fear of, what do I say now?
Now what? You also can go to 1700 The Champ on Facebook as well. I do believe I have
you had a read.
And I have a read with Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, and 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. I should have kept that phone out of here. Right? No, you're fine.
All right, cool. I got to learn to ask Steve.
Good. Steve's the best. Are you kidding me? He is the best. Now I forgot where I was at again. There we go. Des Moines Urgent Injury Clinics at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. I need services. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. No appointment needed at the urgent injury clinics at West Des Moines. You can look up wait times on DMOS.com. The difference between, I'm going to go down to this, new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny. And the reason that is such a good read today is we are getting ready to be down with the Iowa Wolves at Wells Fargo, and we are down there doing the IMT
19 marathon.
Des Moines Orthopedic has always been a sponsor of that.
Right.
And there are going to be people, not me, but Scott and people.
Going to need a couple of days to train for that.
They're going to be running around Wells Fargo during the game.
It sounds like the concourse, 111 laps around the concourse is equivalent to a marathon. So they are going to be running a relay.
A relay, yep. And so Chip and Melissa were nice enough to invite us down, and we never say no.
Chip with the Iowa Wolves.
Love Chip. And
Murfield.
Yeah.
A ball of energy.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, every time. I think we each have the same answer. So she'll call me, or she'll text me, or she'll email me, and she'll say, well, how about this? And I go, even before she, I'm yes. And it works the other way where we go, well, do you guys think you, yeah, we will. We're already in here. Yes. Okay. So here's a really cool thing. And I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I'm going to find out. Right. So I have buttons. Check it out. How cool is that? I have toys.
All right. Okay, so don't overuse that.
I would, but it's laughter.
I know, but don't over because I mean it's going to give you a big head.
Like,
they love me. So that scares me. That was one of eight buttons. God knows what the rest of them are.
It's pretty funny.
All right.
So we're going to be down there tomorrow. I'm also going down on. What did I tell you? I think it's Sunday that I'm going. I don't remember if it's Saturday. When are you? When is your dinner that you're going to? Tell us what dinner you're going to.
Saturday night.
That's supposed to be Saturday. So Saturday night we're going for a team off celebration down at Wells Fargo too.
Saturday night I have a Ducks Unlimited deal.
No Fed.
No, but I can, you know, screen time.
Here's something. Is another one of our friends going to be at Ducks Unlimited?
Not that I'm aware of of yet, but there's spots to fill, and I haven't talked to them in quite some time. But anyway,
we need to talk.
But no, also going to try to make a trip over to, it's Grandpa's birthday weekend. Hey, Grandpa Charlie, we're going to try to make a run over to Cedar Rapids. I think my wife and he are heading over for some more baseball. I'm going to try to make a trip over there. Friday, go over Saturday. So it's supposed to be beautiful. And then I'll haul back for a Ducks Unlimited banquet down in, it's down by Pearl, remember right? It's the warm county one. So. But anyway, busy weekend again.
It's always busy, right? And I got word today that Copper Creek Golf Course is up and running on Friday.
So that membership we've been paying for,
you can use it now. So that's going to be exciting as well. The food is so good there.
What's the family's name?
Hodges.
Yeah.
They're some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I can't.
Beautiful.
I can't wait. I just want to take a golf cart and drive around because I know they have worked tirelessly throughout the fall and the winter and early and going to continue. I can't wait to see.
It's kind of like a bench land. You got to work off hours to get her done.
That's the big thing. We haven't been able to drive by his house to see him and his wife are building a new house on 14. Is that right? 13.
Yeah.
So kind of excited. The greenskeeper is building across the street. So kind of keep everybody there. You know, if I'm an owner of a golf course, that's what I want. I want my greenskeeper to live on the golf course. You just go out your door and you just keep going. You just keep running around.
I'm excited to see because I've been watching some YouTube videos and I think I know what's wrong with my game. So I think I can fix my game.
I'm pretty sure
it could be a YouTube video. Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
I'm in. I love it.
Well, we're already getting dates lined up for Copper Creek. We've got one lined up for Des Moines Golf with our breakfast club.
We do.
That was fun year to get frustrated on the golf course again.
I'm ready to enjoy. I know the boys have already been out. They've been to Waveland. They've been to Blank.
Do they ever take the six out of Waveland?
I've seen people golfing there, unless there's – no, I don't know if they did or not. Isn't that crazy? Grandview has been open for the last 30 days.
I think Lacey's like this. But there are certain people that if there is a day above 40 throughout the winter, they have this mental list in their head. They have to check a box that they went a minimum of nine holes every month of the year in Iowa.
And I think that for my three boys, they're getting tired of doing video golf, going and out to.
Oh, you mean going to the simulators?
Simulators, yeah. I think they're ready to get out.
I tried a simulator back when Fed's there, had one in their house. It magnified the level of my game. Let's just say that.
No, I agree with that. And it's going to be interesting to see. So,
okay. Speaking of golf, did you see my tweet today?
I did not.
All right. So, I follow the Iowa State 5-star bridge. The bridge has its own tweet, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing that came up today was Iowa State women's golf record-breaking recap. The team carded the lowest 54-hole score in NCAA history. minus 60. The team carded the lowest 18-hole score in NCAA history, a minus 29.
Wow.
Carissa tied the lowest individual NCAA 54-hole score with a minus 25. So, of course, the Iowa State five-star bridge said, that's pretty good, isn't it? And then I rebutted with, maybe they can help our game, Steve. Someone can, right?
Somebody has to be able to. Iowa State's got some stuff going on. What are they going to call the new Cyclone Alley or Cyclone?
It's Cytown, dude.
Cytown. They've laid the underground.
They're doing the infrastructure.
Right. Right. And just going quickly.
Like I said, I thought, well, this is a little bit of a pipe dream. I hope it works. And then I talked to somebody who has had his finger on the construction heartbeat of Ames for the last four decades plus. He said, the money's already there.
Yeah.
The people want the space. They're building houses on the north side of Ames so they know they have a place to stay to come watch football.
Yeah.
And so this is going to work.
And that's the crazy thing is that even they've raised the money even with like a 25% contingency for overages already. They didn't even have to do that.
Right.
It's how excited people are just to see something.
Oh, hell, they're gonna,
to see something different.
They're gonna make Johnny's Club bigger too.
Right.
Love that, up there.
And that's the important thing. It's too small.
Right.
Because it's and you could keep. I don't know if that means they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna have more people come in. It's just too much for everybody. Right. Like if you go early, it's fun. But at halftime and that, you could say the thing that we all like about it is. We can stay here and watch everybody, try to get traffic out and be right. As soon as we see the last car and they're like, everybody's in there standing there tapping their foot going, okay, can you guys go now? Yes, we're going to go right now.
Exactly.
We're in. Okay.
All right.
Football. NFL.
So, I haven't talked to you since Alan Lazard became a Jet.
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, that means it's going to happen.
Yes.
Because he was, quote unquote, on the wish list of Aaron Rodgers' wish list. They read into that too much. It's, hey, I would like the opportunity to play with these players. It wasn't demands.
No, I think the one demand was that.
Yes.
I want Allen here.
Are you okay with the fact that he is going to go there and go with Aaron? Or were you hoping for Allen's future? I mean, he did get a nice contract.
He got a good shot. Yeah,
but were you hoping that maybe he would go to a different program so he could blossom even more?
I think he liked Nathaniel Hackett as well. I think
Allen did.
Yeah, okay. I think he likes that Breece Hall's there. Yeah. I think he likes what that's gonna be.
That's not like good.
That's not mine either. Well, it could have been mine. I don't know. I don't know whose computer. It could have been.
He didn't run by the hair on fire, so I think we're okay.
I think we're good.
It was not.
For all of you, we have a studio, and now Scott and I are testing out some new equipment that we can take down for our live remote tomorrow. And we're doing it in an office, and it's working.
Yeah.
So I hope it's working. Steve hasn't come in here and said, "Hey, it's not working."
And my phone is not going. Why aren't you guys on?
Exactly. So that's the bonus.
So
I like it. I like the fact I said to you earlier. It has to be a team that likes to run the ball, and then he's going to be a first down maker, and he's going to block. And I think that's what the Jets want. The Jets want to run the ball. They want to run the ball with Breece Hall, and that just helps. And no matter if it's Aaron Rodgers or Zach Wilson or whoever, he makes them better. He gets open, and he catches the ball.
I like the comment that Mark Murphy, the voice, if you will, the Packers, is sworn to secrecy right now because he was at a high school basketball game and he said, we're going to do what's good for us. He said, and it was completely, it made a poop storm, if you will. With that being said, he's not saying anything. We're still not, it's not going to be Friday.
July.
Exactly.
It could be July 1.
It's going to be
Aaron's coming in early.
No, after the camp. I mean, it's after the draft. It's after the camp. But
if you listen to somebody who really cares, Mike Greenberg is a New York Jets fan. He's been a New York Jets fan. He is 50, I think he's 55 years old. So 51 of those years, that's all he knows is New York Jets football.
Right.
He's He's like, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers comes in the day before the first game. He is better than anything that we've had in New York, maybe forever since Joe Namath, and they didn't even throw the ball back then.
Okay. If you were a Jets fan, are you over-the-top excited, or are you worried that he's going to bring Aaron Rodgers' residue?
I don't even care. I'm overly excited. I haven't had a quarterback that could throw a ball to a receiver.
So with the ability, I mean, Breece Hall was on his way to become the offensive rookie of the year until he got injured. With what they have for defense, with coaching, I know you like the coach.
Yeah.
Everything about it, this is the right piece for them to put in. I mean, Lazard, to me, is just the cherry on top.
I agree.
I'd follow watching him anywhere.
Yep.
But with that being said, the first thing that goes wrong and he pulls one of his, spells out the word, relax or whatever, that's not Green Bay. New York. They're going to eat him alive.
They are going to eat him alive. And the thing about it, I think that he is more Teflon than what he lets on. I think stuff bothers him. Listen, he has an outlet. He can come to Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee is the number one two radio show, everything.
Right.
I don't know, music, anything. And he gets to go on there and he gets to do whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. He can cuss, he can yell, scream.
I like it that he can promote and advertise, I'm going to make my announcement on the Pat McAfee show. I mean, trust me, Pat loves having him on the show.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So I'm in. Does that make them listen? I think that your Miami Dolphins is the best team in that division, except for a quarterback, and that's it. And it's nothing against Tua. It's Tua's mind. Three really bad concussions since he's been in the league. I mean, you don't get
– not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, you don't get 4, 5, 6, and 7.
He's not
– That would make me worried. But they upped him up. That's not a lot of money. So I don't think that's a big deal. So I think they're going to be – I know that's our music, which comes in really clear, too. I like that.
All right. So we got one more segment after this.
We do. We have. This is Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM.
Sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're coming to you live from the studios out here in Urbandale. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @SteenOnSports, at @ScottBrower_13, at 1700 The Champ and at @happyhour_SS. You can also check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ, 1700thechamp.com to check out. You can listen to the show live. You can see all the things that we have going on around the radio station. You got the next read, buddy.
All right. Public Service Employee Company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more now daunting. Public Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's mouth is getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, there are over 500 job openings on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technologies, and mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you.
There you go. I want to thank all of our sponsors. Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls. We couldn't do the show without them. Tomorrow, live at Wells Fargo, the IMT Marathon, Des Moines Orthopedic, the Iowa Wolves. So we have Chip, we have Melissa, we have a bunch of stuff going on. So can't wait to get down there tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to feel guilty watching people run.
Yes.
But it is not me running tomorrow. I'll just tell you that right now. A little more time to prep. There's an animal chase for me. Good boy ain't running.
We can. Whoa. What's the Iowa Wolves? He's going to be on your tail, my friend. There you go. All right. So let's finish up a little bit with
the NFL.
Football.
I need you to talk to me about Lamar Jackson.
Okay. I'm
the NFL is doing him wrong.
They are. Well,
or is Baltimore doing him wrong?
You know what? I think it's a combination. I think the whole guaranteed contract thing, this is a Cleveland Brown thing.
Yes.
And I think the NFL is angry. I watched Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman. Angry.
A lot of hours. I'm
angry. Angry. That the Cleveland Browns did what they did. And so the owners don't want to have it happen again.
Right. Well, so there's 30 teams looking at Baltimore saying, don't you dare guarantee more than what we are willing to do.
Right. Well, I think it's Baltimore looking at all those teams saying, don't you dare offer him something that we can't match. And we'll pay him.
Gotcha.
If nothing happens, I could see him sitting out. He's got all of his money. He hasn't spent a dime. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do, and I'm getting sick and tired of hearing the, well, he's already ran too much, he's like a running back, he's been hurt. Listen, if he'd have been paid before last year instead of what they did and just kind of ignored him, he could have came back and played.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, he's like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not risking this.
And because you
I'm
guys.
Not my chips in if you're not nope. back at.
And I still think there's teams out there, even though here's the thing that I do believe is the owners can stay together for a while. But then you have some owners going, well, yeah, all these owners want us to stick with them, but some of these owners already have quarterbacks, so they don't care.
Exactly.
You know, they don't.
People out there that
And you have some teams and you have some owners that are willing to go against the grain. What I'm thinking of right now is the Indianapolis Colts. They have the ability to – they have two number one picks, and they could offer him – a ton. I don't think he's – I don't think that he will come back and play for Baltimore next year if he's on that $30 million contract. I think he'll just sit out. And then I don't know what you do. And then I think they're going to look at the players' union's going to look at what is going on. And I think that all of it is I think it's going to blow up in all their faces, but not Lamar's. I think that, now, the part I don't like about Lamar, there is no way in the world. I want Lamar Jackson to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and you can't do that being your own agent. He has a skill level to be an amazing quarterback. He doesn't have a skill level to make him the most amount of money.
Right. And we've had this discussion that you don't ask your butcher to change your oil.
No. And you don't ask your oil to your butcher. No.
Right, exactly.
But yeah.
I understand the information and whether it's personal trust issues of this is my future, this is my money, I'm not going to give you – I mean, it's he doesn't believe in the fight of why you have somebody do that.
Right.
It does worry me that he's too good of a player not to be on the field.
Exactly.
He's a game changer for a team.
He's a top five most exciting player in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bar none.
Right.
I thought some other teams did some really interesting stuff. San Francisco 49ers not actually knowing what Trey Lance is going to be like and if Brock Purdy's going to be healthy. Get a West Coast quarterback, Kevin Sam Darnold. Hardly any money.
To me, there's a reason on that.
Yeah, and I get that, but it's just somebody who knows the system. It's a West Coast offense. He runs a West Coast offense.
It
was a backup. Gardner Minshew going to the Colts, that's a really good backup. It's just a backup.
I had heard rumors that he was looked at Miami, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
But it's somebody that can – he can't play a whole season for you. Right. He won't be that. But he can give you five or six games if you need it.
He's Ryan Fitzpatrick is what he is.
Yeah.
You'll get 480 yards in this, and then one game you're like, oh, my Lord.
Look what we got.
And then the next game you're like,
six interceptions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought the biggest thing that happened this weekend, and I think it actually happened last Friday, Darren Waller getting traded from Las Vegas to the New York Giants. If I have a Yeah, if I have a young quarterback that's on the cusp of becoming a really good quarterback, and I think he has that ability to do that, smart, quick, fast,
right,
hasn't had weapons. What's Patrick Mahomes? If you take Travis Kelce away from Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes is probably still an all-pro quarterback. But is he a oh-my-God quarterback? And I don't think he's an oh-my-God quarterback. I think you give Daniel Jones somebody that he can look at and he can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's in.
I think it's a win-win. It's for
absolutely.
Daniel Jones and for Waller because I'm going down the path of Carr, and I've got my one son, Drew, that is the big Saints fan or whatever. He's all on board with Carr.
I would be, too.
It's at least it's a step in a direction for them.
And it's a dome, my friend.
Right.
no bad weather.
A step for them. And he's all on board of what can we get for Kamara.
And here's a really funny thing, is if you're the New Orleans Saints, and I'm Derek Carr, I don't have to beat very many quarterbacks.
Right.
There's a lot of bad quarterbacks. You go to the AFC, you have to beat some really good quarterbacks.
Remember enough. The Lions are the odds-on leaders and winners of the NFC North.
Yep. And that, you know what? To shock you on another one, you trade Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions get a Lamar Jackson?
Oh yeah. I read those.
In the NFC?
Yes.
And what he does in a division that Green Bay is not, I don't care what anybody says about Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay is not going to be, they're not any better than they were last year, which they weren't very good last year. They didn't play very well. But that, no matter what you think of Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers makes a lot of people look really good. He makes a lot of people look really bad, too, if you wanted to.
But that's part of the design of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're on board with me, we're gonna soar. But if you're not on board with me, I'm gonna make you look bad.
If I'm any quarterback and I want out of a situation, there's no way my out is, well, I'm gonna go to the AFC. There's too many. I mean, there's even, you know, just looking at Kansas City. You have Kansas City, San Diego, Denver, and what's the one I'm missing? Seattle. No, not Seattle.
Las Vegas.
The Raiders. And trust me, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to fit into that system. You just have to keep him healthy. And I don't know if you do that.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that Las Vegas did that I think nobody agrees with. They franchise tagged Josh Jacobs, and he wanted his money. And he didn't get his money. And that's going to be a problem. And he's a really good running back. I don't know if all these guys, they need to get their money early, and I get that. He's not a very big running back. But it's going to be – I wouldn't go to the AFC. There's just too many – there's too many good teams, and there's too many good quarterbacks. If you go to the AFC, and it's exciting. I had one other one, too. This is – oh, I don't even get to do it. I got to solve David for tomorrow.
Hey, we got to have material for tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, that was fast. It's Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be at Wells Fargo tomorrow. See you then.